9 Central.
Greenlight on.
With Dan Malicki.
It's a good afternoon to you, Dan. Welcome to Greenlight on. Big show coming your way, as always.
That is. Thank you very much, Gareth. I think a lot to look forward to. I'm intrigued by the program at Melton Saturday night. I say a time honoured, but via way of prize money, it doesn't necessarily suggest that $24,000. It just looks like a free-for-all. But the Italian Cup has got a wonderful history in harness racing. And a lot of people, when you mention the name Italian Cup, there's one race that springs to mind, and that was Popular Arms' comeback race in 1984.
And that was something special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll never forget that night. Yeah. The big crowd that was there, the call of Bill Collins and the champion, Popular Arm and Vin Knight. And he beat a super star team of horses in that particular race. It was a night to behold.
All right, then. We've got a host of guests on Greenlight on today. Andy Gath, Michael Stanley, and also Matthew Craven. All three will play a major part at this meeting at Melton on Saturday night. And Andy Gath would have remembered that performance by Poppy in the Italian Cup. Hello to you, Andy.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. G'day, Dan.
Do you remember that night?
Yeah, I do. It was like being at an English soccer game after this, when they're all chanting Poppy after a line. It's an amazing atmosphere. It's just, your hair stood up the back of your neck when anyone that was there was able to witness it. But yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Anyway, we'll move on and have a look at your runners on Saturday night. Boy, you've got another wonderful team engaged there at headquarters for our feature race meeting of the week. B4 Bacardi represents your stable in race 3, first up in that trotting race. Your thoughts there from outside the front row?
Yeah, he's been a progressive sort of horse and probably taking a little bit of time to get to where he's at now. He's first up from a break, but he's done a fair bit of work at home. He has got really good gate speed, but yeah, he could be a little bit vulnerable if he has to work too hard to find a good position, but there's a little hope that he could find the lead from out there. So yeah, we expect that he's a good each-way chance, but he can't probably do too much work being first up.
No trial, Andy?
No, they haven't programmed any around Melton, so it's been a bit cold to go anywhere else. So, we decided to go first up with him. So, we don't, he's pretty well forward. He's probably ready to go a couple of weeks ago, but he's been waiting for a suitable race for him.
Now, there's another race. We've got a couple of minutes, have we? Because this answer might take a little while here.
Yes.
As it turns out, the next race to talk about involves Tango Tara. How are you going, mate? I imagine that the heart palpitations would have been up and high and probably as confused as anybody after a Saturday night, but not taking away a really solid first-up performance from Tango Tara.
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of controversy around the race and everyone has their own opinions, I suppose. To my mind, you probably should have won the race. We put a black and white rule in place and now it's turned to grey, so every time this happens, everything's going to be forensically analysed. So it's a little bit like holding the ball rule now, isn't it? So, but again, we move on. But I was pretty happy. Horse has never been used out the gate before, never led in a race before. So it was all new for him. Probably got a little bit lost in front. St. Anthony still had his opportunity to hold off Torrid Saint. He did sort of come again a little bit on the line. I think he'd be better for the run, but he's drawn out no man's land on Saturday. So I'm not sure where he's going to sort of map. But, it's a quality field, but I'm sure he'd be better for the run and going forward.
So he can definitely win?
Well, there's no doubt he can win. He is a class horse. He's got plenty of class, but most of his life he's been driven like a sit-string horse, and when you get driven like that, it's hard to win very often. But I'm not saying he's got to be driven like that going forward, but I think he'd be better for that experience last week.
Race 8, I like one here. Swiss Miss. Karen Manning drives this one for yourself, Andy. And Monaro Maro, Kate, drives that trotter, who's drawn outside that second row. Have I chosen right with Swiss Miss? I think she's one of the bets there on Saturday night. I have her in front and being mighty hard to catch over the 1,700.
Well, the market probably suggests Monaro Maro is my better chance, but I'm a little bit with you. I think Swiss Miss got really good gate speed. When Karen drove it previously, she was probably going to, if not win, run second in that race before she got a little bit of interference around the turn. And I was pretty pleased with the run last week. Probably ran out of condition the last bit, so she'll be better for this run. So she's got pretty good gate speed. She's got a pretty good record in New Zealand since she's been here. And there's no doubt if she can find the fence first, she'll be right in the race. And you can't discount Monaro Maro because she's going so well. But for trotters, it just seems a little bit harder from the back row over the short as it is for pacers. So, she does need a lot of heat on to be a winning hope.
It's a race that will hold significance for you because it's named after perhaps one of the best horses you've ever trained, La Cucaracha.
Well, I think it is the best horse ever trained, to be honest. So obviously, you know, she's great on the racetrack, and now she's been great off the racetrack with all the progeny she's leaving behind, and, you know, had another winner during the weekend too in Webster's Horse. So, yeah, no, she was a fantastic horse to me, and, yeah, an absolute champion, and it'd be an honour to be able to win this race with either of them.
And Karen, of course, who drove La Cucaracha for you, Andy, and she was your ex-wife. So you've got your wife and your ex-wife in the same race. That wouldn't be nearly a first, Dan.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure any either will listen to me when I give instructions.
Yes. What about the dude in race 10?
Yeah, do I have to comment much about him? He's a bit of he can be a little bit of a letdown. He probably doesn't get around the bends real good, then he gets up the straight okay. He was pretty awful during the week at Shepparton, to be honest. But then sometimes he can just bounce back, put in a really good run. But, you know, if you're winning, have something on him. If you're losing, don't try and get out on him.
All right, your best?
Probably Swiss Miss each way. I just think she's completely over the odds, and he's a chance of being first horse on the fence. So I think her.
And do you have a winner for us at Kilmore tonight or the meeting there in Victoria tomorrow at Geelong?
I got one in tonight, Sir Roman, having his second run for me. He's on the back row at Kilmore. Hope he likes it cold and wet. He's probably got some hope. He's got a good record when he was in Adelaide. He sort of either wins or runs nowhere. He's one of those horses, a little bit hot and cold as well. And a couple in Geelong. Dan might know one of them there, but we've got our fingers crossed that he goes okay. But, I'd stick with Swiss Miss, I'd say, each way.
All right. Thanks for that, Andy. We wish you the best of luck.
Hold on. Thanks, guys.
Green light on, Gareth Hall, Dan Malecki with you. Michael Stanley will play a major part at Melton on Saturday night, and he joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Gareth and Dan. And is Dan going to let us in on this one at Geelong tomorrow night, Gareth, or
yes,
we have to go fishing for it?
No, I was about to ask that question, Michael, but you're so good these days in the media. I think you're nearly taking on myself and even Joshie Jenkins. But, Dan, take it away. Do we get on this horse that Andy's talking about, and what is this horse's name?
Yeah, look, I don't think so. Thanks, Michael. A horse that we've got hasn't raced for a long time. I say we've got. I'm officially not allowed to own horses. So fortunately, in my time of being an assistant trainer and breeding and owning and calling and writing and all that sort of stuff and gambling, the experience leads us to a group of friends of my wife who got a horse in tomorrow night. Not personally, no. The way it trialled the other day, it would need to become an octopus and grow a few extra legs, but we're hopeful.
What about Soho Broadway, Mike? Michael, she gets her chance from a lovely draw in the second.
Yeah, she does. Look, she's we've probably thrown her up in grade a fair bit into this mare's race. But to be honest, chasing the fillies around that she has been through the APG and the fillies races, consistently running quick miles, I think that her last couple's behind Tough Tilly, and personally I think Tough Tilly, if she raced the open mares, would be better than any open mare we've got. So I don't think she'd be out of her depth, and she's got a really good draw. So I think she's racing well, and if she gets a nice trip out in front, she'll be really hard to beat.
Michael, when these sorts of races come up, I mean, this filly, she's a filly up against the older mares. She's effectively running well out of her class, so as far as ratings are concerned, 10 points. But she gets a good draw as a result of the preferential draw on the rating. So, are you happy? I mean, obviously you are, to go down the path of knowing you're going to get a good draw with a horse that's 10 points under the cusp of the rating of that race.
Yeah, I am, Dan. I'd probably take a little bit of experience from Soho Bollinger. He's a three-year-old that's won. He hasn't. He's only won country racing, and he's sort of won eight or nine races, and he's rated up at that 70 rating already for just punching around for $7,000 races. So I just thought, why are we wasting our horses' racing career, like having, you know, each run, you know, is a run towards the end. So instead of racing these good three-year-olds in the country for $7,000, what's the point? Because we get on our mark so quickly. So we may as well race for decent prize money if we can. So, like I said, he's probably been running in races that are consistently racing in miles of 52.5 to 54. So They're not going to go any quicker than that on
We'll come
on
back,
Saturday.
Mick. Green light on, Gareth Hall. Dan Malecki with you. Michael Stanley's been good enough to hold on. And, Mick, you're talking about Soho Broadway. Just looks a nice race for her with the rating system the way it is. And you get Barry number one and you race for, what, 20,000?
Yeah, that's exactly right, as I was getting back to my point, mate. If you have a horse that you think is good enough to be in these races and win, you know, why waste your rating points running around the country for 7,000 when you can win a $20,000 race? So that's the way we've opted. And as Dan said, she gets thrown in and had to draw really well, so it really suits her this week.
Barroom Banter's first up. He's a very exciting horse. First up, though, he's drawn as if he will lead. He usually shows the gate speed, but I noticed that in the trial, you didn't run him off the gate from a wider draw over the short. He was fantastic driven from behind. So I'm just wondering whether, if he did lead, would you hand up maybe to the right horse? I know that's not usually your driving style, Michael, but this, I mean, he hasn't raced since he was a two-year-old and now takes on older horses. First up, 2,200. What are you thinking?
He won't be handing up, Dan. That was just silly. Look, it was, as you said, it was just a trial, and he was there for fitness. So, and look, that trial has proven to be a really good form race already. I think Sanday sat behind the leader and won Saturday night, and Sahara Sirocco won the trial, and he was desperately unlucky there Saturday night also. So the form out of that trial has been really good. You know, as you said, he's first up for 7 months, and he hasn't raced since he was a two-year-old, and we're going into an open class race. So you're right; it is a fair ask. But look, he's been track working here with Iolanta for the last month or 6 weeks, and she's proven herself at the metropolitan level there, winning two of her last three at Melton in the last month. So he'll have the fitness on her side, and you know, I think, as you said, if he can find the lead, he's got plenty of talent, and I'm sure he'll acquit himself really well.
That's exciting, and say it ain't so, Joe. Difficult race, but he's with a chance there in race nine each way, Michael.
Yeah, look, I think he's a really nice little horse. He's definitely below the better three-year-olds, that's for sure. But you know, if we take it out, I think, you know, probably the favourites in this race, Lamanda Year and the like. You know, he spotted Lamandier probably 50 metres with a lap to go at Horsham last week and was only beaten 8 or 9 metres. So if he can be a lot closer this week, you know, he'll race really well. He's a good each-way chance without, you know, being a good thing.
Your best, Mick?
Barroom Banner, for sure.
All right, mate. Can't wait to see him back. Best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Beauty. Thanks, guys.
Matty Craven joins us now here on Green Light On. Matty, hello to you.
Hey, Gareth.
Good, thanks, mate. Helgard and It's a Major Surprise represent your stable in race two. I guess It's a Major Surprise, probably the best chance there.
Yeah, it's hard to say, Gareth. Like, similar to last week, she's probably going to end up back in the race and hard to get into it. You know, she went terrific, but she didn't run anywhere. I can sort of see maybe similar to, you know, way last week panned out to this week. So it'll be tough for her and same for Helgard. You know, the draw is going to be tricky and it's going to be a different scenario to what it was last week. They're running, you know, good races and being consistent, but I sort of see this race panning out that it's going to be a bit tough for them.
Matty, you've got Crime Rider in. He's going terrific. He may well have the right draw there, peg line draw in race five. They look like, you know, on a decent track, they can run some time there.
Yeah, he's been in great form, Dan, and, you know, he should, you know, track into the race well, whether, you know, Santa Casa Beach elects to lead or trail. You know, he's going to be, you know, super hard to run down either way. So he'll be in the finish, I'm sure. And, you know, whether he's going to be good enough and in the position to win, I'm not too sure. But he'll run his usual honest race, and it's just nice to have him back in really good form.
Where's Shadow Sachs at the moment, Matty? He goes around the free-for-all, the Italian Cup.
Yeah, this will be, I think, just too hard for him at the moment, Gareth. He's really, he really took a long time to get over his Adelaide trip. Nothing went sort of right. He didn't travel well. Had a tough run in the race and really took a long time to get over that run. And going into Saturday night, he's just got to sort of take the shortcuts. And we just want to see him hitting the line strong.
And Le Mondier is a pretty exciting young horse, a three-year-old. Things didn't go to plan first up, though, at Bendigo. He choked down. So just tell us about that and how he got over it.
Yeah, look, he's a horse with really, really good ability. You know, his first run, you'll see in his form where he was able to beat Bondi lockdown, and that sort of form has really held up. And then a few of his starts after that, he didn't have the best of manners, and that was a little bit of my, I guess, wrongdoing at home, where we'd never really asked much of him. And going into the Breeders' Crown, we thought, you know, we needed to sort of test him out. And when he worked with the Galton pacemaker and dropped the Galton pacemaker and put two lengths on, he really woke up and knew he could run. And that was really to his detriment in his races, and he wanted to sort of rip and tear and get pulling. And, it sort of brought him undone for a few of his runs. And we had to go back to the trials as he was stood down. And, you know, going into Saturday night, he's still, got to take him on trust that he'll bring his best manners, how he'll perform. You know, if the right horse turns up and does everything right, you know, he'll be right in the finish. If he does things wrong, you know, you'll find it awfully hard. It's a race that I think it's got a bit more depth in it, and it'll be, you know, it probably doesn't look super on paper, but a few of these horses are, I think, emerging, and you'll probably see this as a good form race.
We're running out of time, Matty. Just quickly, do you try and lead or drive him with some cover?
Well, when he actually does run the gate, he tends to relax. So, you know, he'll probably fire off the gate because that's what he wants to do. And then when he seems to find the pegs out in the open, he's sort of happy to drop the bit. And, you know, I'd love to see him do that again. And if he did that, you know, that's you know, going to be a point a long way for him to running well.
Sensational, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Dan.
There's Matty Craven there. And Pink Galaz, I had a chat to him last night off air, and she's about to trial, which is exciting as well. One of our favourite trotters, Dan. My best bet Saturday night, Melton, Coolwater Paddy, the Tasmanian pace, I think, can lead and win. And geez, $18 Swiss Miss, Dan. I think she'll be tough to beat in the La Cucaraca, Racha.
Yeah, absolutely. Coolwater Paddy, how well handicapped is it? I mean, it's not a bad race to start off with, but he might be the way to kick off. I actually thought Captain Belisario Each Way was a good play, race 9, horse number 2. Now that he's drawn the pole, and it's possible he could end up behind the leader. So, Each Way odds, race 9, horse 2, Captain Belisario. Good night, though. Looking forward to Kiang Lavana returns in that La Cucaracha. She had some wonderful races with Monaro Maro last preparation. So that's the highlight of the night. Looking forward to it.
And from the reports from the Hall camp, they believe that Chicago Bull can bounce back. He's the $3.40 favourite in a ripper race there. That's an impossible race to work out there at Gloucester Park. Maybe Perfect Major at that $9 quote is an each-way play. And Dan, King of Swing, he's back. He's $1.20, but he is ready to go. He's come back better than ever, according to Luke McCarthy, and he'll be heading up to Queensland after a couple of runs probably in Sydney, which is exciting for their carnival, and looking forward to listening to you call the action there at Melton on Saturday night. We covered a few bit of ground there, Dan, so thanks for your time as always, mate.
My pleasure. I'm sure we got a few winners out of this afternoon's chat.